The number of early voters for the 2014 primary election is down from 2012 and 2010 in many parts of the state. There are two statewide Democratic primary races today. One pits former Governor Charlie Crist against former State Senator Nan Rich. The other will decide which Democrat will face Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's running for re-election. On the GOP side, the only statewide primary has Governor Rick Scott facing two little-known opponents. Most legislative seats are also non-competitive. Elections supervisors like Leon County's Ian Sancho say with little in doubt during the primary, a lot of citizens are simply staying home from the polls.
We have fewer than normal local races on the ballot. We don't seem to have any dynamic or competitive statewide races at this point. And so it's really kind of a quiet primary.
Florida is a closed primary state, meaning in most cases only voters who are registered Republicans or Democrats can cast ballots in partisan primaries. Overall turnout for today's primary is expected to be less than 30%. Now, voters have a say in nonpartisan judicial primaries, but as Amy Kiley reports, only a few choose to shape this third branch of government.
Barring write-in campaigns, judicial candidates who win a majority in the primary win a seat. With low turnout and little public knowledge of judicial races, that means a few informed voters can have a strong voice. Attorney Kimberly Dowd chairs the Ninth Circuit Judicial Nominating Commission. Her group helps with Supreme and Appellate Court appointments. County and circuit judges are elected, and Dowd says people should vote in those races.
Judges have a direct and personal connection with our community. Chances are someone you know or yourself may be involved in a court case, and it's important to have the best and brightest minds sitting on the bench.
Dowd points out that judges oversee divorces and financial disputes. They also decide matters like same-sex marriage and redistricting. I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
Millions of dollars are coming into the Rick Scott and Charlie Crist campaigns from out of state. The Tampa Tribune is reporting that $15 million, or 17% of the money raised by both campaigns, has come from donors outside of Florida. That's up from 12% last year of non-Florida contributions. And Florida Senator Marco Rubio was heckled by self-identified Dreamers during a fundraiser event in Anderson, South Carolina yesterday. Rubio is the keynote speaker at the U.S. Representative Jeff Duncan's 4th annual Faith and Freedom Barbecue. When he took the stage, the protesters began to heckle him for abandoning immigration reform. Rubio told the crowd of more than 1,000 supporters that he sympathized with the hecklers and called the United States the most welcoming country in the world. The protesters were escorted out of the event. Rubio avoided any questions about his possibly seeking the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.